Hello, my wonderful friend. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here with me today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something beautiful happening in homes all around the world. Parents are reaching out, asking for help with something that feels frustrating, but is actually a sign of amazing brain development happening right before their eyes. Maybe this sounds familiar. You tell your little one, "We're leaving in 5 minutes," and they look at you with those big, curious eyes and keep playing. Or you say, "We'll have a snack after lunch," and 2 minutes later they're asking for that snack. And you might be thinking, why don't they understand? Are they not listening to me? Oh, my dear friend, I want you to take a deep breath and know this. Your child isn't ignoring you. They're not being difficult. Their beautiful, growing brain is simply still developing the ability to understand abstract time concepts, and that is completely, wonderfully normal. Let me share what the magic book has taught me about how young children experience time. Because when you understand this, everything shifts. For us grown-ups, time is this invisible framework we use all day long. We think in minutes, hours, before and after. But for your 3 or 4 year old, time is still mostly about right now, this very moment. The concrete things they can see and touch and feel. Research shows us something fascinating. The part of the brain that helps us understand abstract concepts like time, that's still growing and developing throughout the preschool years. Scientists have discovered that time perception develops gradually, with big leaps happening around age 4. But even then, it's just the beginning of this learning journey. Think about it this way. Your child can understand, "We're going to the park," because they can picture the park in their mind. But in 5 minutes, that's invisible, that's abstract. That requires their brain to hold onto a future concept while staying present in this moment, and that's actually quite complex. The Raising Children Network, which is a wonderful organization that studies child development, tells us that at 4 years old, children are just beginning to understand time. They're starting to grasp routines and remember special events like birthdays. But those specific time measurements, those are still tricky. And here's something beautiful the magic book showed me. When children feel secure and engaged, when they're in that warm, connected space with you, they're actually better able to process new information, including these early time concepts. So your love and patience, that's not just comforting, it's actually helping their brain develop. Now, let me share some gentle, practical ways you can help your child's time understanding grow, like tending a beautiful garden. First, use visual supports. Remember, your child understands what they can see much better than what they can only hear. Visual timers are wonderful for this. You can find simple sand timers or digital timers that show time passing with colors or pictures. When you say, 5 more minutes until cleanup, you can show them the timer and say, when all the sand moves to the bottom, it's time to clean up. Now time has a shape they can watch. Picture schedules are another beautiful tool. You can create a simple chart with drawings or photos showing the order of your day. First breakfast, then getting dressed, then playtime, then lunch. This helps your child understand the sequence of events, which is the foundation for understanding time relationships. Second, connect time to their routines. Instead of saying, "In 5 minutes," try saying, "After you finish this puzzle," or "When the song ends." These are concrete markers your child can understand. The magic book whispers this wisdom. Children learn time through the rhythm of their days, through the predictable patterns that help them feel safe and know what comes next. Third, be patient with repetition. Your child might ask, "Is it time for the park yet?" many times before you actually go. This isn't them being difficult. This is them practicing. They're learning to hold that future event in their mind, and that takes lots and lots of practice. Each time you gently remind them, "Not yet, we'll go after lunch," you're helping build those neural pathways. And here's something the research shows us that I find so hopeful. Consistent daily routines don't just help children feel secure, they actually help develop time awareness naturally. When bedtime happens at the same time each night, when meals follow a predictable pattern, your child's brain starts to internalize these rhythms. They begin to feel when it's almost time for something, even before they can name it. Now, I want to tell you about a story from the magic book that shows this learning process so beautifully. It's called The Harmony Arcade Adventure, and it's about two friends, Leo and Mia, who discover something magical. In this story, Leo and Mia visit an arcade where the games create the most beautiful light patterns, but only when the players listen carefully and take turns. At first, They want to play everything right away, all at once. But they discover that when they practice patience, when they wait for their turn and really pay attention, the magic happens. This story teaches something so important for time understanding. Patience, taking turns, understanding that some things happen now and some things happen next. These are the building blocks of grasping time concepts. When your child learns to wait their turn, they're actually practicing the same skills they need to understand in 5 minutes or after lunch. After you read this story together, you could create your own waiting games at home. Maybe you have a special toy that only comes out when your child practices patient waiting. Or you could make a game where beautiful things happen, like blowing bubbles or ringing a bell, after a short wait. You're making time concrete and even fun. The magic book also reminds us of this. Every child develops at their own pace, like flowers blooming in their own perfect timing. Some children grasp time concepts a bit earlier, some a bit later, and all of that is beautifully normal. Your child is exactly where they need to be. What matters most is that you're here, learning and growing alongside them, that you're approaching this with patience and understanding instead of frustration, that you're giving them the tools and support they need to develop this skill naturally. And my dear friend, I want you to know something. On those days when you've explained after lunch for the 10th time and you're feeling tired, you're not failing. You're teaching. You're building your child's brain, one patient explanation at a time. That's not just parenting, that's love in action. The developmental specialists are so clear about this. Children aren't being difficult when they struggle with time concepts. Their brains are simply still developing the neural pathways needed for abstract temporal thinking. And supporting this development with patience and concrete tools, that creates lasting understanding. So here's what I hope you'll take with you today. When your child asks for that snack 2 minutes after you said after lunch, take a breath. Remember their beautiful brain is still learning. Use those visual supports. Connect time to concrete events they can understand. And know that with your gentle guidance, they will get there. Time understanding isn't something that happens overnight. It unfolds gradually, like a flower opening to the sun, through thousands of small moments of practice and patience and love. You're doing such beautiful work, my friend. The Magic Book and I see you, supporting your child's development with such care. Keep going. Keep being patient. Keep using those visual tools and concrete markers. And most of all, keep connecting with your child through stories and play and love. If you'd like to explore the Harmony Arcade adventure and discover more stories that support your child's learning and development, you can find them all in the Book of Inara app. Each story is crafted with love to help children navigate their big feelings, learn important skills, and feel seen and understood. Thank you so much for spending this time with me today. Until our next adventure together, remember, you're exactly the parent your child needs, and they're exactly the child you were meant to guide. With love and starlight, Inara.